Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds outfielder Jordan Sanchez and Fundamentals coach Kevin Suarez, who will help translate for us. And Jordan, it's been a really good last month for you with the Shorebirds after a bit of a tough start. So as we kind of get to this point in the year, how do you feel like your season's going so far?
¿Cómo tú crees que la season tuya está haciendo después del lesionado?
Está mejor porque me he preparado mentalmente y físicamente precisamente cuando estaba lesionado, que estaba viendo desde otro punto cómo estaba el juego y así.
He said it's gotten a lot better. Being hurt, he got to study the game a lot and learn because he was just looking at games. So he says that prepared him very well.
I'm sure no one wants to be injured, but did it feel like maybe a little bit of a blessing in disguise to get that time off to try and maybe refocus after a bit of a slow start?
¿Qué tú crees del entrenador? ¿Estaba más enfocado después y cómo te sentiste después?
Yo venía con un punto de vista más alto de cómo empezar la temporada y entonces al no estar yéndome así me estaba un poco frustrado y entonces cuando estuve la lesión vine mucho más enfocado porque estaba más centrado en divertirme y en estar en el equipo con mis compañeros, que se me olvidó como esa parte de que me está yendo mal y entonces las cosas empezaron a salir mejor.
He said that after spring training, no, he felt great and unfortunate that he got injured, but it was a good lesson for him because, like he said, he got to focus on the game every day. And then when he got back out here, he actually got to enjoy being with his teammates and just focus on doing whatever he can for them.
What do you feel like you've learned the most about your time here at the Shorebirds this season?
¿Qué tú crees que te aprendiste mucho de este año?
En estar enfocado y no pensar en cómo esté yendo el resultado, sino seguir el juego, que te puede estar yendo de 2-0 y después venir con un turno importante para el equipo y traer la carrera de gane y eres el héroe del equipo. Entonces, pues no desenfocarme en ningún mini.
He said the biggest thing this year that he's kind of like learned has been every turn, every at bat that he has is huge. Like, he can go 0-2, but he can still help the team out in his third at bat and fourth at bat. So just being locked in every pitch and every at bat and just trying to do whatever he can to have fun and help the guys out.
You've had two really good seasons prior to this in the Dominican, then FCL last year, where you're the MVP of that league. So to really have maybe face some struggles for the first time this year, maybe how important was that to maybe help you recalibrate yourself?
Tú tenías 2 años antes de esto que bateaste mucho y cogiste MVP un año. ¿Qué tú crees que este año te estaba enseñando porque tú no estabas bateando como así? Pero ¿qué tú crees que tú estabas mejorando? ¿Cómo tú crees que este año está como un poquito diferente?
Porque este año es un poco diferente porque la información de los pitches, tengo que aprender a coger la información de los pitches, porque tal vez allá me pichaba más recta y entonces uno le va mejor, pero cuando los pitchers te estudian y te empiezan a tirar los picheos que te engañan, ahí te complica. Entonces con los hitting coach y con los coaches de bateo y eso, ir aprendiendo más.
He said the biggest thing for him has been basically the tendencies of pitchers and reading charts, you know, like back in Florida and DR, he was getting a lot of heaters, so he was able to hit a lot. But here it's a bit different. They have more charts. They have more of his tendencies as well. So just getting better at getting his pitch and, you know, enjoying the process, but also learning the process because he's young and he's just making adjustments on the fly.
How much has hitting coach Colin McBride helped you this season?
Colin, ¿cómo te ayuda todos los días?
Todo súper bien, súper bien. A veces uno se guía, pero es para ayudarte, que te hace. Siempre es para ayudarte, siempre está ahí para ti. Cuando te está yendo mal, cuando te está yendo bien, siempre él está igual.
Colin's been great. He's the same guy every day, and he's helping us so much as far as, like, you know, being there for you when you need him and also just having tough conversations when you need those as well. So he's loved him.
It seems like you've gotten pretty comfortable as an outfielder too. I know Kevin has helped you out a lot with that. So how much have you felt like your defense has maybe improved this year too?
¿Cómo tú crees que el año está mejorando con el outfield? Porque tú estabas mucho mejor este año.
Sí, al principio no me estaba sintiendo tan cómodo, pero cuando empezamos a trabajar los sliders así hacia la raya, los batazos en el gap, entonces me fui sintiendo mucho mejor.
He said he feels a lot much better. He is just on the stuff that we're working on daily, like slider machine, balls behind his head. He just feels like every day he's getting better because we're just putting in a lot of work.
And then last thing for you, about 2 months left in the regular season. So maybe what's a goal for yourself or maybe something you're working on here as we come down the stretch of the season?
Tenemos 2 meses más, que son las metas tuyas para los próximos 2 meses que tú quieres.
Seguir enfocado en turno a turno sin dejarse de ganar de ningún resultado en el principio del juego, que falta mucho juego todavía, y seguir para adelante.
Keep trusting the process and take it pitch by pitch, at bat to at bat, and, you know, staying focused in every single pitch because he knows that there's not much games, but there still is a lot of at-bats, so he just wants to focus on every pitch and every at-bat.
Well, really good stuff. Jordan, Kevin, thank you so much for doing this with me, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Gracias.
We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Showbirds Baseball Network.